Well, I suppose there are different kinds of worms because there are long ones and little ones and so on. But
you ever hear of the kind that you get at night? They call them dew worms.
Dew worms. I think I've heard the term.
Pretty big ones. But just for the regular worm that you might see on the sidewalk, that's just a, after a rain, you see one on the sidewalk.
I wouldn't know a thing to call them a worm.
Just a worm. Okay. And sometimes along the stagnant water, there's an insect. It looks like it's standing on the water with great big wings. Snakes like to come up and eat them, like water snakes. You hear of a snake feeder or dragonfly?
I've heard of a dragonfly.
Dragonfly. I'm not sure I described a dragonfly, but that would be... You ever hear of a superstition? Maybe it's true, I don't know, that you should eat a certain kind of seafood only in months and have an R. And
yes, I heard of that.
What's the seafood?
Well, oysters.
No, I just want to get that. Now, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, it doesn't seem to be exactly a superstition. I mean, it seems that the months in which they are good just happen to...
Have R's.
Have R's, yeah.
If you open the closet and see a hole in something...
Well, yeah, moths.
You ever call it a moth miller?
Well, the moth miller I think of is a thing that flies around, and I think biologically that's what precedes the moth, isn't it?
The parent of... I don't know.
Well, that's what we always thought. We must kill the moth miller so if we saw him flying around so we wouldn't have moths.
Be. I don't know. I'm a poor biologist or whatever this is, bugologist or something. Sometimes in the summer you look out on the lawn, you see insects that light up.
Lightning bugs.
Can you tell me the difference between a wasp and a hornet? In size or color or shape?
I'm afraid I can't.
Kinds of nests? Ever been stung by any of them?
Not been stung by bees, but...
Yellow jacket.
I sorry, connect yellow jacket with wasp, but I know the exact information.
You don't remember the colors, right?
No.
If you're going to go fishing, you might go down to the water and along the shore you'll find some little tiny fish.
Minnows?
You can always tell there's a spider around when you see the
web.
Is there any difference between a spider web and a cobweb?
Well, I've often wondered. Because I've wondered whether all the webs in a house were made by spiders.
People tell me yes, they are, and people tell me no, they're not. I don't know.
Well, I have just wondered, but I almost suppose that that they're all originally spider webs. Because I don't know what else would make a web.
I don't either. Some will say it was just dust collection.
Well, but your dust collects in a different way. It collects on these filaments.
Where'd that come from?
Yes, where did that come from?
A tree down in the ground has big, long...
Roots.
It's one of those double O words. The thing has a shell for its house and an animal.
Porous?
Amphibian. Tortoise, or another word for that, lives in the water and on the land. It's the same. I think it's just a matter of a different name for the same thing. I'm not sure. Also begins with a T. Or is that different?
Turtle?
Turtle. What's a terrapin? Is that his family too?
Terrapin. I don't know what a terrapin is. We have terrapins. An organization up at school, I think. But I don't know where they got the word.